Classic business. Sustainability.
Well, as I've mentioned on this show over the last couple of weeks, the fight against single-use plastics is gaining real traction globally. One really has to start questioning how chemicals and plastics businesses in the main are going to have to change over the medium term. Be very interesting to see how the likes of Sasol and even the likes of CAP Industrial adapt. And the facts speak for themselves, because the action, let's face it, is long overdue. The proliferation of plastic products in the last 70 years or so has been so extraordinary that we simply cannot now live without plastic. According to NGO Plastic Oceans, we're now producing nearly 300 million tons of plastic every year, half of which is for single use. More than 8 million tons of plastics is dumped into our oceans every year, and annually roughly 500 billion plastic bags are used worldwide. More than 1 million bags are used every minute, just to bring it home as to how much plastic we actually use. And that plastic bag, if you look at it, has an average working life of 15 minutes. And over the last 10 years, we've produced more plastic than during the whole of the last century. Well, the United Nations Environment Programme and the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research released Africa's first consolidated waste management outlook this week, which looks to outline and address the impact of mismanaged waste on the continent. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Cecilia Kinutia Njenga, head of the UN Environment Office in South Africa. Evening, Cecilia.
Good evening to listeners too.
Now, this report comes at a time when we see 24 African countries have taken measures or instituted legislation to ban or limit the use of single-use plastics in Africa, and 15% of those African countries have done it within the last 3 years. So it looks like the political will is rising to the challenge.
Absolutely. Yes. Although we're seeing that the composition of the waste generated in the municipalities in Africa, plastic only constitutes about 13%. The significant impact, particularly on the environment, has been glaringly very, very big. Therefore, the actions that the government have taken, and this really impacts on the plastic industry, are a demonstration that governments across Africa are serious with the management of their natural resources. And that calls for industry to really transform itself and to change and transition in the way they are producing and produce sustainable products that are either for multiple use, and if they are for single use, Africa is saying we are tired and we do not want this product.
Now, obviously, urbanization is a big driver here, and it's expected to increase massively over the next few years as Africa's population doubles. More people flocking to the cities looking for work. It's going to put massive strain on municipal waste collection. What are the numbers? How much municipal solid waste is Africa expected to produce over the next 10 years?
Well, our estimate was that in 2012, about 112 million tons of municipal solid waste was generated. We are expecting this to double within the next 10 years, actually by 2025. And what we are saying is that if there is a significant decrease, or actually a very slight decrease, in the developing country and other parts of the world in terms of how much they're generating, we are going to see a huge figure in terms of our footprint as Africa on the waste management sector. So at the moment the figures are glaring, and really we really need to do something in order for us to keep up with the other parts of the world in terms of how they're managing their municipal waste.
And it can become a resource if we look at it. How much of that is biodegradable, and therefore how much of that could be used in a sort of waste to energy project, for example?
You know, we are generating in Africa about 57% of our waste is organic waste. That is biodegradable. That's reusable. That can be generated into organic manure, etc., and therefore should not at all be ending in our landfills or dump sites. I mean, paper, most of it is recyclable. Glass is recyclable. Most of the metals can be returned back to the production system. So I would like to say that about 90% of the waste we are generating across Africa is actually recyclable.
Now, your report that you released, the Africa Waste Management Report, it sets a vision for Africa. Can you just share that vision and sketch a future of an Africa that does reuse, recycle, and actually extract maximum economic value from this waste?
Yes, we are seeing the vision actually explores the possibilities, and it looks at waste as a real opportunity. And we are saying that we could be able, if we managed our waste in a much more sustainable way by recycling and recovering materials, we could actually be injecting about $8 billion every year into the African economy. And this, as you can imagine, would create some significant socioeconomic opportunities to the people around the country. We do not have jobs. Our environment is being degraded throughout the year, etc. And therefore, this $8 billion would be worth it. We are also looking at the opportunities that would be created with technological innovation and the development of an informal sector that would be supportive to a formal sector in terms of addressing the current waste. So both in terms of socioeconomic benefits as well as environmental benefits is extremely huge. I think we think that this is one of the biggest sectors, particularly at the municipal level, that offers huge opportunities for the growth of our continent.
And that's really the way we've got to look at it. Waste not as a resource challenge or problem, but as a vast economic opportunity. Cecilia Kanutia-Njenga, head of the UN Environment Office here in South Africa, talking about the launch of that Africa Waste Management Outlook report, along with the CSIR. It's obviously Sustainability Week, and that was one of the highlights over at Sustainability Week at the CSIR in Pretoria. Now, we're wrapping up our tech focus on the panel tonight, looking at e-government services. But first, let's just cross to Puseletso Peterson for the day's news wrap.